Gordon, my co-pilot, has measured out a running track in the middle flat. If you run a figure of 8 between 2 rooms, you cover a distance of 30 metres. So, 4 days a week, I go into hamster mode and run 160 metres. I can cope with the hunger, the discomfort, the lack of sleep and constant fear. But what I find so hard is the apparent normality of life so close to the apartment. Fathers holding hands with their children. Families together. Welcome, viewers, to the exciting closing stages of the Grand Challenge Sheepdog Trials. As you join us, Mrs. Jones from Wales and her dog, Bryn, are starting their round. Down from the holding post, the sheep aren't too keen. Hardly blame them in this weather. Through the fetch gates, one gone the wrong way, points lost for that. Round the handless post and away, looking a little ragged, into the shedding ring, nicely, nicely. Now the trickiest bit, shedding the sheep with collars.
For God's sake, let us sit upon the ground and tell sad stories of the death of kings. How some have been deposed, some slain in war, some haunted by the ghosts they have deposed, some poisoned by their wives, some sleeping killed, all murdered. For within the hollow crown that rounds the mortal temples of a king keeps death his court, and there the antic sits, scoffing his state and grinning at his pomp, allowing him a breath, a little scene to monarchize, be feared and kill with looks, infusing him with self and vain conceit. As if this flesh which walls about our life were brass impregnable, and humoured thus comes at the last, and with a little pin bores through his castle wall. And farewell, King.
Our revels now are ended. These our actors, as I foretold you, were all spirits, and are melted into air, into thin air. And, like the baseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all which it inherit, shall dissolve, and, like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep. Chapter 5. In point of fact, I met Strickland before I had been a fortnight in Paris. I quickly found myself a tiny apartment on the 5th floor of a house in the Rue des Dames, and for a couple of hundred francs bought at a second-hand dealer's enough furniture to make it habitable. I arranged with the concierge to make my coffee in the morning and to keep the place clean. Then I went to see my friend, Dirk Strover. Dirk Strover was one of those persons whom, according to your character, you cannot think of without derisive laughter or an embarrassed shrug of the shoulders. He was a painter, but a very bad one, whom I had met in Rome, and I still remembered his pictures. He had a genuine enthusiasm for the commonplace. His soul moved by the love of art, he painted the models who hung about the stairway of Bernini in the Piazza di Spagna. He did not in the least find their charm too obvious. His studio was full of canvases on which were portrayed large-eyed peasants in peaked hats, street children in charming rags, and women in bright petticoats. Sometimes they lounged at the steps of a church, and sometimes flirted among cypress trees against a cloudless sky. Sometimes they made love by a Renaissance wellhead, and sometimes they wandered through the Italian countryside by the side of an ox wagon. They were carefully drawn and carefully painted. A photograph could not have been more exact. One of the painters at the Villa Medici had called him the Chocolate Box Painter. To look at his pictures, you would have thought that Monet, Manet, and the rest of the Impressionists had never existed.
I don't pretend to be a great painter, he said. I'm not a Michelangelo, no, but I have something. I sell. I bring romance into the homes of all sorts of people. Do you know they buy my pictures not only in Holland, but in Norway and Sweden and Denmark? It's mostly merchants who buy them and rich tradesmen. You can't imagine what the winters are like in those countries, so long and dark and cold. They like to think that Italy is like my pictures. That's what they expect. That's what I expected Italy to be before I came here.
But though so bad a painter, he had a very delicate feeling for art, and to go with him to art galleries was a rare treat. His enthusiasm was sincere and his criticism acute.